This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, July 17th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. USDA to get new deputy. Foreign land ownership bill reintroduced. And women's liaison at USDA is a goal of legislation. In D.C., USDA's new number two takes office. Lawmakers seek SAF debate. South Chiles Torres Small will be sworn in today at USDA as Deputy Agriculture Secretary. Her predecessor, Jill Rodau, said that it left the department March 3rd. Rodau was the first black woman to hold the number two post at USDA. On Capitol Hill this week, the House will be debating a Federal Aviation Administration authorization bill, and there could be some votes on the future of sustainable aviation fuel. Democrats have proposed amendments to the bill to expand support for SAF and related infrastructure. In the meantime, Representative Randy Feenstra of Iowa, leading a group of Republicans who want to create a working group at the FAA to coordinate research and development of SAF. From the right, the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Representative Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, wants to force a vote on eliminating SAF tax incentives, including the clean fuel tax credit that was created by the Inflation Reduction Act to subsidize low-carbon biofuels. The House Rules Committee meets today to decide which amendments will be debated when the FAA bill is on the floor. Torres Small is a former congresswoman and the granddaughter of Mexican immigrants who were farm workers. Now for more on this week's D.C. agenda, read our Washington Week Ahead. U.S. Trade Representative wraps up IPEF talks in South Korea. U.S. Trade Representative and Commerce Department negotiators wrapped up another round of talks, this one in South Korea, on the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework on Saturday. Chief U.S. Ag Trade Negotiator Doug McCaleb says ag issues remain a top priority. The U.S. has put forth the first ever sustainability language in a trade deal, McCaleb said Thursday at a symposium hosted by the U.S. Agriculture Export Development Council in Virginia. That's meant to benefit farmers who are already strong stewards of the land and prevent other countries from using sustainability rules as a barrier to U.S. commodities. U.S. farmers should be marching into sustainability talks with heads held high, he said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Senators reintroduce foreign land bill. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow of Michigan has joined with Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa and John Tester of Montana, as well as Joni Ernst of Iowa, to reintroduce a bill to make the Agriculture and Health and Human Services Secretaries permanent members of the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. The bill, first proposed in 2017, then reintroduced last year, also would add additional agriculture and food security considerations to CFIUS review criteria. Now take note, Stabenow and Ernst introduced a separate bill last month that also proposed adding both secretaries to CFIUS, but that the bill is called for CFIUS reviews on foreign land purchases exceeding $4 million or 320 acres. Legislation would add women farmers liaison at USDA. Four House members are aiming to add a women farmers and ranchers liaison position at the Agriculture Department, require the agency to prioritize research on farm equipment designed for women, and create a funding set aside for child care facilities in rural areas. Representatives Shelley Pingree of Maine, Teresa Ledger Fernandez of New Mexico, and Jen Kiggins of Virginia, along with Jennifer Gonzalez-Collin, a non-voting delegate from Puerto Rico, proposed the measure on Friday in the Women in Agriculture Act. Now take note, a 2019 GAO report referenced in a press release from Pingree's office said women comprise a disproportionately small share of agriculture producers relative to their numbers in the general population and often face challenges obtaining agriculture credit. Many farm tools currently on the market are also not designed for women, which the press release says not only disadvantages their work, but also puts them at risk for injury. Orchard workers get $500,000 in back pay. More than 400 orchard workers in Washington have been paid $500,000 in back wages and interest following a state investigation that they found didn't receive what they earned for harvesting fruit, the Washington State Department of Labor and Industry said. The owners of the Yakima orchards disputed the state findings, telling the Yakima Herald that the H-2A workers made more money with an hourly minimum rate than piece rate. We didn't settle because we were wrong. We settled for monetary reasons, Damon Garcia told the newspaper. If we would have kept going, it could have cost us more than $500,000 to keep fighting it, and who knows how long it was going to drag out. Bill requires more American-made foods in schools. A new bipartisan bicameral bill, the American Food for American Schools Act, would strengthen the Buy American provisions of the current federal law requiring school districts to buy domestically sourced products for all in-school meals. The bill would also require schools to obtain a waiver from USDA to purchase foreign-sourced foods only if domestic products are unavailable or cost prohibitive. The bill was introduced by Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio, Mike Braun of Indiana, and in the House by California Representatives Doug LaMalfa, a Republican, and John Garamendi, a Democrat. The bill is endorsed by the American Farm Bureau Federation, American Fruit and Vegetable Processors and Growers Coalition, Indiana Farm Bureau, International Brotherhood of Teamsters, National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, and the North American Blueberry Council. Lawmakers seek American flower power. Several House lawmakers in the Cut Flower Caucus on Capitol Hill are lauding their success in adding a floral arrangement amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act that was narrowly approved on Friday. Now, the amendment, the Don Young American Grown Act, would require that only flowers grown in the U.S. or U.S. territories be eligible for display in the White House, Defense Department, and State Department. Every day we should be proud to be an American, and I'm pleased that our homegrown products will be proudly displayed in federal agency buildings, said LaMalfa, a member of the Cut Flower Caucus. I have said before that food security is national security, and it is imperative that we expand that to include supporting American farmers and the rural economy. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, July 17th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nelly.